The Syracuse Area Rescue Mission opened the doors today on a brand new and improved facility, which can benefit residents and improve their futures. It's left many of the current residents in awe.
This is an upgrade. It's excellent. And I love it. And I'm sure that everybody will come here, have their hot chocolate and coffee. I know I am.
It's sort of like a restaurant atmosphere. It's good. You know, it goes to show you how they care about the homeless and make a change in atmosphere.
Wow, it's very, very nice. Like state of the art. Like almost too nice for a homeless shelter.
The Clarence Jordan Food Service and Culinary Education Center tripled in size and has state-of-the-art kitchen equipment. They serve up to 700 meals a day. Officials say families had to split up during meals because of overcrowding. Center volunteer Robert Butler says now residents will have a better dining experience.
You know, you see a lot of heads hanging down. Pick your head up. How you doing today? You know what I'm saying? Throw a little extra on their plate and then thank you. And they're really gratified about it. So it makes me feel really good. And for them to come in here today, they've been peeking through the windows like they're going to be in awe when they come in.
Rescue Mission CEO Dan Seberg says he wants the center to be a place to serve residents and get the tools they need to put their life back together.
And now we're going to have a place where we can serve people meals with the highest level of dignity and respect, people that have hit tough times, that are homeless or living in poverty. And so now we can serve them the way that we believe they should be served, while also training people for jobs and careers in the food service industry.
Seberg also wants to hear from restaurant and catering businesses that are willing to give opportunities to those who come through the training program. The $5.8 million project took 4 years to complete and was funded by community donations. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.